Aisling, you're very welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me in studio.
Delighted to be here, Amber. Thank you.
So I suppose Black Friday, I think we know at this stage now, it's such a phenomenon, I suppose, in Irish culture, and it's seeping into our own retail calendar here as well. Just explain to us, I suppose, first of all, maybe the role of Black Friday and what it's all about.
So Black Friday is now the unofficial kickoff to Christmas shopping in Ireland. And what used to be a quiet period in late November has become a critical revenue window. So I think it's evolved really from a one day event to a multi-week promotional period. And it has begun to significantly influence consumer behaviour, supply chain planning and retail margins right across the country.
It certainly has. And I suppose when we think of it, or when I think of it, certainly anyway, Aisling, I think it's a great opportunity for retailers, I suppose, to, you know, to get in those sales kind of in the early period before Christmas.
Absolutely. I think for retailers, it's a great chance to capture that early Christmas spending. And like, they have this customer captive. Like, they know this customer is out there, that they've got a budget for Christmas spending, that it's not just about self-gifting. They're going to spend in multiple places on multiple people. And that's just such a wonderful opportunity. And Black Friday, we know from research that it's the millennials. So anyone who's born between 1980 and the early 2000s, they've taken over as the largest share of Black Friday, Cyber Monday spending. Great thing about millennials is they're very good on self-gifting. So as they're shopping, they're not just shopping for other people, they're also going to pop something else into the basket for themselves. But it's also an opportunity for retailers to clear inventory ahead of December drops. And it also gives them a great opportunity to grow their customer databases heading into peak season.
It certainly does. That's fantastic. And I suppose when we think of the consumer side of things, then we're always, I suppose, trying to, you know, find the best deals that are out there. And especially now as well, Aisling, given the cost of living crisis and, you know, people are feeling it in their pockets for a long time now. So they're going to be maybe that little bit more wary when they are shopping for something. So tell us from a consumer point of view, maybe some of the benefits for getting those deals on Black Friday.
Okay, so the first thing I would say to consumers is do your research before the day. And I think the one benefit of the event kind of evolving from a one day to 2 and 3 weeks is it gives most consumers a great chance to kind of compare pricing. And normally we're talking about big ticket items, like Black Friday started off and it was usually about technology, electronics, furniture, that type of thing. So, and it's still the biggest savings are always on those big ticket items, but it gives the consumer a bit more time to compare offers that are available from different retailers. I would also say support local where you can. So like, if you can spend your money in an Irish business or an Irish retailer, definitely do that. And also be mindful of too good to be true deals. Like, you know, like if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Now, we do have the CCPC who act as a watchdog in this area. So that is the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. Mm-hmm. They are specifically ensuring around this time that retailers are adhering to the strict rules regarding discounting. And there is a particularly important one. It's an EU piece of legislation. It's called the 30-day rule. So if a retailer advertises a discount, the WAS price must be the lowest price the product was sold at in the previous 30 days. So that's there to protect the consumer. The CPCC will be checking that. So, you know, they will catch some people. I know that there was a case brought against Boots retailer earlier this year, in May of this year, where they had some WAS Now pricing in last year's Black Friday event. They advertised a limited edition electronic toothbrush for $9.99. So that was the WAS price. The new price was $4.70, and the CPCC were able to call out that they had been selling this toothbrush at the lower price in the previous 30 days. They were brought to the district court and they were fined. So they're out there and they're catching people. Yeah. The other thing to consumers, start early to get the best possible choice and prioritise value over volume in your shopping.
Absolutely. And there's some good advice there, I suppose. And I suppose thinking of Black Friday, Aisling, and thinking about maybe the deals that we mentioned there and the fact that the cost of living is having an impact on it now as well, is there a case that Irish shoppers still have as much faith in Black Friday and those deals that are available than they would have had maybe this time last year or 2 years ago even?
I think the biggest trend that I'm seeing in terms of shaping the Black Friday event this year is the rise of the sceptical consumer. So there seems to be a lot more distrust out there from the consumer's perspective. So that relates to the authenticity regarding the deals that are available and how transparent they actually are. So the Irish Times had an article recently. They said that only 36% of people surveyed say they're likely to shop during the Black Friday event. That's down from 45% last year. Mm-hmm. And only 30% of consumers trust that the discounts being advertised are genuine. So retailers are going to have to work really hard this year in calling out the discount and ensuring that they are authentic deals.
They certainly will. And Aisling, so speaking of that and speaking of the retailers getting the most benefit they can from Black Friday and that bump, I suppose, just as we lead up to Christmas now, what should retailers be doing or how should they be prioritising Black Friday and making it obvious to the consumer this is a great deal and you really should purchase it?
Plan your promotions with intentionality. So identify the options or the SKUs within your business that you want to promote during the event and set clear margin expectations. Probably the most important thing I would say to any retailer is if you're going to put something into your Black Friday event, make sure that the margin supports it. It's not about looking at a product category and saying, I'm going to take 20% or 30% off that. You need to look at what the margin is going to be after the discount. And the other key thing is what worked for you last year. So look at your data from last year, what worked and what didn't work, and use that to inform your strategy this year. I would also say to retailers, make sure that the omnichannel experience is seamless. So that's where you have an online presence and an in-store presence, because the customer doesn't see those as being distinct. She sees them, or he, as one entity. So what they see online or in-store, they're expecting is going to be similar. So make sure that there are clear pricing, that it's consistent across both channels. Be clear in your messaging about, you know, clear delivery expectations, anything around click and collect or stock visibility. And the most important thing I would say is make your value message simple. So going back to authentic deals and discounts, you know, make sure those messages are super clear. You know, tell the customer what they are saving. Tell them what the was price was and the now price. Adhere to that 30-day rule. And also let them know how long that offer is valid, because that's your call to action as a retailer. You want to tell them you're saving this amount and I'm going to have this offer valid for a day, a weekend or a week, whatever it is.
Certainly, that's some good advice. And you mentioned earlier, I suppose, about the consumer side of things and how it's important for them to shop local if they can. But is it important, I suppose, for them to take any other steps, you know, to maybe even do a little bit of research or something beforehand, just to know that when they're there on the day, they are getting a good deal? Because I know if you see 20%, it's hard to do the maths in your head when you're in there in the shop. So what should the consumer be looking out for? What steps maybe should they be taking?
It's all about doing your research before the day. And what I would say is, do out a list. You know, if you're going to participate in Black Friday, you should know, that should be a clear yes or a clear no. Have a list of the things that you were looking for deals on over the event and have a budget set against those so you know what your limits are. Because I think it's a very noisy promotional period and you can get distracted and you can be scrolling on your phone and the next thing you know, you could have, you know, dropped €100 on something that wasn't even on your list, that you don't even need and will end up in being a return. So nobody wants that. I think retailers and consumers, retailers want to win and make the most profit, and consumers want to win because they want to know that they've been protected in terms of their consumer rights and that they're getting the best value. But also if they do decide that they want to make a return, that that's going to be easy.
Yeah, that's certainly true. Actually, that's some great advice there. I suppose just before we finish up, Aisling, in terms of supporting the local businesses. We have mentioned it already before, but it's a critical time, isn't it, for SMEs at the moment? And I suppose we know kind of just from general times, no matter what time of the year, it is a very difficult thing to be an SME at the moment, and the cost of doing business is a huge aspect for them. So it's a great opportunity for them as well, I suppose, to maybe compete with the bigger or the online stores through a promotion like Black Friday if they have the products and they can do the decent deal, as you said, as well, while obviously not impacting their own bottom line too much.
I think so. I think, look, it's a great opportunity now for Irish retailers because I think that they are participating in a very meaningful way. And what I would urge anybody who's looking to spend in Black Friday, have a look at anyone local and Irish and see if you can, you know, manage to keep the money in the Irish economy. We absolutely need it, but, you know, we'd rather that money stays in our country and supports, you know, jobs and employment in your local area rather than, you know, going abroad. There's a lot of chat as well about Green Friday, and again, that's another initiative by Retail Ireland where they are really urging people to spend and keep their money in the local community and with Irish retailers. I know Kilkenny Design are a massive proponent on this, and they talk a lot about Green Friday around this time of year. So keep that in mind. If you can spend locally, go in and support, especially the small independent shops. And, you know, also think about spending your money on gift vouchers. So if you go into a store or you're not sure what you want to buy somebody, gift vouchers are a great idea. Any small Irish business, every large Irish business loves gift vouchers. So that's always a great option in Black Friday.
It certainly is. Well, Aisling, thank you so much for going through those tips and tricks, I suppose, for businesses, but for the consumers as well ahead of Black Friday. Obviously, it's taking place next week, but some of the stores, as you mentioned, will have longer promotions and are probably already into it, I suppose, at this stage. But thanks so much for coming into studio to talk us through it.
Thank you for having me.